I've been meaning to get to this topic for a day or two now, but there's just been so much going on with the Wokers that other stories took precedent over this one. If you are a fan of the Los Angeles Lakers, if I were you, I would be a little bit worried. A couple of weeks ago, when the Lakers got bounced in the first round of the playoffs, I told you guys that this season was not the only thing that was over for the Lakers, that it was going to be a tough couple of years going forward. The cap situation, not looking good for next season. According to SpotTrack, the Lakers are about $10 million over the cap right now. One of the problems is the Lakers are overpaying several players. Kyle Kuzma is making $13 million a year to underperform. Kyle Kuzma is fool's gold. I've said this many times. The Lakers, they held on to the wrong player when they traded for Anthony Davis. Kuzma had one good season back in 2018. Since then, his numbers are down and damn near every statistical category. Then you have KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, another player that the Lakers are paying over $13 million a year to underperform. And that brings us to LeBron James. Now, you could argue that LeBron James is worth every penny of the $41 million that the Lakers are paying him. He brought them their first championship in what? I don't know, 10 years? When LeBron James is on your roster, you're always a contender. But let's be real. Let's be real here. LeBron James is clearly on the decline. Production-wise, he is coming off the worst regular season since his rookie year. And his performance in the playoffs this season, worst of his career. Now, you can blame the quick turnaround from last season to this season. The Lakers only had 6-8 weeks off. You can blame the injuries to LeBron. You can come up with any excuse that you want. It does not change the fact that LeBron James is going to be 37 years old in December, and his body is starting to break down. There is a reason that the injuries are starting to pile up. For 15, 16, 17 years, LeBron James, one of the most durable players in the NBA, he rarely missed a game due to injury or rest. If a game was on the schedule, you could count on LeBron being on the floor. I respect him for that. I really do. With so many players in the NBA essentially treating the regular season like one glorified exhibition, you have guys like Kyrie Irving taking weeks off at a time during the season for personal reasons. So I respect the fact that LeBron James plays every game that he can when he's healthy. Problem is, throughout his tenure with the Lakers, LeBron just hasn't been healthy. 2 out of 3 seasons, he has missed significant time due to injury. The only reason that he didn't last year was because he was gifted almost 5 months off because of the pandemic. Jared Dudley has been teammates with LeBron the last 2 years in Los Angeles. During his exit interview with the media the other day, Jared Dudley alluded to the fact that LeBron is starting to slow down. But don't worry. No. Don't worry. There's no need to worry. No need for concern here. The Lakers, they're going to be just fine, according to Jared Dudley. Listen to what he had to say about the future in LA. Quote, "We salute him," talking about LeBron James. "People say he's slowing down, and it's natural to slow down a little bit. That's why you have Anthony Davis. That's where he has to take the torch, and that's where he will take the torch next year," end quote. So let me get this straight. The plan, the master plan going forward in Los Angeles is for Anthony Davis to take the torch? He's going to be the face of the Lakers? According to Jared Dudley, this is going to happen as soon as next season. That's a problem. This is a really big problem. There is a huge difference in being a great player, an elite player, a top five player in the NBA, and being the face of a franchise. LeBron James is a once-in-a-generation type of talent. The reason that he has had so much success in the NBA is because he's also a great leader. If you have been following me on the channel for a while, You know that I don't agree with LeBron James and his woke politics. But you can't take away from the fact that LeBron James is a leader both on and off the court. He has influence both in the NBA and in the political arena, whether you agree with him or not. Leadership is not for everyone. You either have it or you don't. It's not something that can necessarily be taught. Dwayne Wade showed LeBron how to be a leader when they played together in Miami. Now notice, I said that Dwayne Wade showed LeBron. He didn't teach him. LeBron already had leadership skills in him. He just needed to be shown. He needed someone to bring it out of him, so to speak. And that's exactly what Dwayne Wade did. When the Lakers mortgaged their future to acquire Anthony Davis, the thinking was that LeBron could do the same thing for AD. The same thing that Dwayne Wade did for him. He could show Anthony Davis how to lead. Now, that's great in theory. And if you don't know the history of Anthony Davis, that theory sounds great. But there is a huge flaw in this situation. Anthony Davis is not a leader. Never has been, never will be. It's just not in his personality to be a leader. Anthony Davis is a great number two. He's arguably the best number two in the NBA. He's not the guy that's going to be the voice in the locker room. He is not the guy that's going to be leading the huddle late in the fourth quarter, pumping guys up, telling them what needs to be done. It's just not who he is. He wasn't the leader when he was at Kentucky. The Pelicans, they tried for 7 years to get Anthony Davis to be the leader of the team in New Orleans. It never happened. Now, you could argue his first couple of years in the NBA, he was getting acclimated to professional basketball. You could argue that. He was 19, 20 years old, in a locker room full of grown men. That's a tough situation to be in. But what about the last 4 or 5 years? The Pelicans marketed Anthony Davis as the face of the franchise. He was the star, but he wasn't the leader. Drew Holiday was the leader. Rondo was the leader. I can remember being in the playoffs in New Orleans back in 2018. Boogie Cousins was hurt, but he was still on the bench supporting the team. During a timeout, Boogie and Rondo were all in AD's ear. They were begging him to step up and lead the Pelicans. It never happened. Talent-wise, Anthony Davis is a top 5 player in the NBA. There is no arguing that. But just because you're the most talented player on the roster, it does not mean you were the leader of the team. If Anthony Davis was truly a franchise player like he's paid to be, then how come he only had 2 winning seasons his entire tenure in New Orleans? Damian Lillard is the face of the franchise in Portland. 9 years in the NBA, he has led the Blazers to the playoffs 8 times. Now sure, they keep getting bounced in the first round, but at least they're in the postseason. Luka Doncic, face of the franchise in Dallas. 3 years in the NBA, in the playoffs twice. Hell, he basically carried the Mavs to the playoffs this season. That is the type of player that I'm talking about. The guy that can put a team on his back and lead them and carry them into the playoffs. That is not who Anthony Davis is. He always needs someone else. And look, I am not knocking Anthony Davis. Scottie Pippen had one hell of an NBA career playing second fiddle to Michael Jordan. That's just the way it is, though. Some guys are Michael Jordan, others are Scottie Pippen. There's nothing wrong with it. Now, let me ask you something. If Anthony Davis couldn't lead in New Orleans, the smallest market in the NBA, the smallest media market in the NBA, what the hell makes anyone think that he is going to be able to be the leader in Los Angeles? The Lakers are one of the premier franchises in the league. The media pressure in LA is immense. Anthony Davis had no pressure in New Orleans. The Pelicans, they've never won anything. The Saints are the primary team in New Orleans. If the Pelicans win, it's just an added bonus. There was no pressure on Anthony Davis to win in New Orleans. That is not the case in Los Angeles. Right now, all of the pressure to win's on LeBron. He carries that weight. Do you really think Anthony Davis is going to be able to handle it? I don't. I don't. We have already seen multiple times him lash out at the media for questioning his toughness or his history with injuries. That's another thing. Hell, I haven't even mentioned the injuries with AD. You can't depend on Anthony Davis. Dame Lillard, Luka Doncic, they are playing 85, 90% of the games in the regular season. Anthony Davis has only been able to do that twice in 9 years. Hell, he missed half the damn season this year. The Lakers are on the hook with LeBron through next season. But after that, they're going to have to find somebody to step into LeBron's role. Because as of right now, they don't have anyone on this roster who can replace his leadership. And if they're going to rely on Anthony Davis to fill that role, the Lakers are going to be disappointed. It is not going to work. All right, what do you guys think? Do you believe that Anthony Davis can be the leader for the Lakers, face of the franchise? Or do you agree with me that Anthony Davis doesn't have the skills needed to lead a team? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.